Dror Baran from the School of Music at the University of Louisville joins me, and he's talking about the very first of the Music X series as they explore Brahms in a series of four concerts. But, Dror, you have special guests with the October 15th debut.
Yes, his name is Max Rabinovich. He was the concertmeister of St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and he's a marvelous violinist. And together we're going to play the Brahms, the three violin sonatas.
The music of Brahms that we perhaps know best on the radio station anyway are his orchestral works. Is there a way that you can describe his violin sonatas? I know some people might call some composers a symphonic. But how does he approach the role of violin and piano together?
Wow, that's a good question.
It's a big question, I know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brahms wrote those violin sonatas. He started to write them when he was 45. So he was quite mature,
right,
in age. And usually he went to his, in the summers, to compose in the nature, you know, next to a lake in Austria. So the very first violin sonata, for example, starts very pastoral, very calm. There is serenity into it. It's very long. The third movement of it is based on a rain leader that simulate the drops of rain. But most importantly, Brahms knew two violinists that had an important influence in his music. One of them was Joseph Joachim. He was an incredible violinist, and Brahms used to consult with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you really see the influence of a real violinist making his print on these compositions. The other one is Remini, who was Hungarian violinist who lived in, I think he came from Hamburg. He was Hungarian that, you know, the first port city that they see was Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
And he exposed Brahms to the gypsy themes. So although there are no gypsy themes in his sonatas, at least not that I remember, but there are in his quartets, in his solo music, the quartet number opus 25 has Alla Zingara, Rondo Alla Zingara, which means a gypsy style. So those two violinists influenced Brahms greatly in terms of the idiomatic possibilities that one can achieve in the violin, in the instrument. Brahms was a marvelous pianist, and he also toured with them as well. So he knew them on a personal and regular basis, and he knew their capabilities.
The Romantic Age is an interesting age in where in music that you have kind of a conflict, for want of a better word, of the melody to the development of the melodic line. I mean, composers eventually go to the extreme where development is so great that you kind of lose the melody. Was Brahms venturing into that area, or was he firmly established in the melody?
Well, he yes and no. Yes, mm-hmm. Because his melodies are gorgeous. I mean, every time you hear a slow movement of Brahms, you hear the melodies, you just melt.
Right.
On the other hand, he was also heavy contrapuntal, and he was fond of the alto voice. That's very interesting. A lot of his pieces, the melody actually comes out from the alto voice, which is much more warm. It gives much more warm atmosphere. And that's kind of funny because on one hand, Brahms, at least from what I've read, was a very cynical person. It was rude to a lot of people. And yet you can find this warmth and intimacy in his pieces that you just realize that this guy had a lot of shells to peel.
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing your collaboration with your guest violinist. And it's all part of the Music X series, so you'll also have a pre-concert lecture?
Right. At around 2:15, there will be a pre-concert lecture that you will be able to hear by Xiaoqian Ong at the School of Music. And at 3 o'clock, we will enter and play those three sonatas.
Wonderful. Dror Baran, we look forward to the Music X series beginning on October 15th, and we wish you the best of luck with the series as a whole. For information and tickets, the phone number at School of Music is area code 502-852-6907. You can also go to the website at louisville.edu/music, and the Music X series has a link at the bottom of the page there. Again, it's 852-6907. Dror Baran, I hope you have a lot of fun performing Brahms October 15th.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.